So another lesson needed to be learned about bringing together head and heart, rather than trying to sort of force my heart into submission with my head, in a way, which is what it felt as though I had been trying to do. The two had to learn to talk to each other, head and heart, which was a lengthy and fascinating process, especially as my emotional being was somewhat unruly. But it was really, really clear to me that they needed to work together. Obviously, I couldn't continue with sort of squashing, and somehow or other, I wanted them anyway to unite, and they needed to for the sort of real transforming power of the Brahma Viharas to be able to work. So just knowing that I needed to give shape and direction to my emotions and understanding with my head. And one of the things I found very helpful in that process was just forming a conscious intention, which is what we've been doing on this retreat. Forming a conscious intention that I could follow through, and which has indeed become, you know, my lodestone, as I talked about earlier on the retreat. So it just feels as though somehow between those, it's brought everything together. Having the intention, along with my sitting practice and reflecting on the Brahma Viharas, all of those together have somehow managed to really help that process of bringing reason and emotion together.